Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Many patients with cancer experience an overwhelming sense of fatigue. A Cochrane review published in November 2011 updates the evidence on whether exercise might help. Fiona Cramp from University of the West of England in Bristol describes the latest findings.
Fatigue is the most common side effect of cancer treatment, affecting a very high proportion of patients. It can be very different to what the general population are used to after, for example, a bad night's sleep or a hard day's work. Cancer-related fatigue might not be relieved by rest and may continue for a long time, even after the cancer treatment has finished. It may affect the person mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And these effects are not always appreciated by friends and family, or even by the healthcare professionals caring for the patient. Finding interventions that can help people to manage their fatigue is therefore an important goal. In the first version of this review, in 2008, we found some benefits of physical activity for fatigue in cancer, and have now updated the evidence base with support from the UK's National Institute for Health Research Health Technology Assessment Programme. In 2008, we included 28 studies of the effect of exercise on cancer-related fatigue in adults, and this has doubled in the new review, providing a total of 56 studies with more than 4,000 participants who were receiving or had previously received treatment for cancer. We found that people who received an exercise intervention reported less fatigue than those who didn't receive it. Exercise reduced fatigue when carried out during the cancer treatment as well as after the treatment. We also looked at the type of exercise and found that those who participated in aerobic exercise, such as walking or cycling, had lower levels of fatigue. In contrast, we found that strengthening exercises done on their own did not reduce fatigue. And neither did other types of exercise, such as yoga and Tai Chi. Most of the studies in our review were fairly small, and the majority only included people with breast cancer, as opposed to other types of cancer. When we looked at the type of cancer that people had, we found that aerobic exercise was particularly helpful for people with solid tumours. We didn't find the same benefit for people with cancers of the blood. But there were few such studies, and further research needs to be done to adequately test the effects of exercise for these patients. Overall, when looked at together, this body of research provides convincing evidence that aerobic exercise reduces cancer-related fatigue. Adding aerobic exercise to a person's cancer management could make a difference to their ability to function on a daily basis. It could mean the difference between lying in bed most of the day and being able to get up and make a cup of tea or even cook dinner. These differences may sound small, but could be very important to someone receiving treatment for cancer. Aerobic exercise is a cheap and simple option that could be implemented into cancer services to help patients cope with fatigue. It's a flexible intervention that can be tailored to suit the individual. Our review also shows that aerobic exercise has other benefits, such as improving quality of life and reducing levels of depression and anxiety. In conclusion, although we might not yet know how much exercise is best for each patient, our updated review does suggest that aerobic exercise, such as walking, can reduce fatigue both during and after treatment for cancer. It highlights the need for all patients with cancer to have access to professional support and advice regarding exercise.
For more information about the findings of this review and details of the exercise programmes and the 56 included studies can be found in the full Cochrane Review, which is available from thecochranelibrary.com.